I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So you've been spending a lot of time at the legislature. We're approaching the halfway point. What's happening?
Well, I thought we'd talk today about some issues around nonprofits because, as you know, if we didn't have nonprofits in this state, we would not have the provision of most health and human and social services. They're the ones who take care of kids and the elderly and the disabled. All kinds of social and health programs are done by nonprofits. But there seems to be some, it seems like an attack on nonprofits by some legislators because of some actions that a nonprofit took down in Albuquerque, where they did some what we would call in the political arena hit pieces against certain legislators. And though they were really just information pieces about the votes of those legislators, it really has irritated some of our sitting legislators.
We did a program on this a couple of weeks back. What's happening now? Has more legislation been introduced, or what's the state of the legislation that's been introduced? And maybe explain it a little more for those who didn't hear that show.
Yes, well, there have been a number of bills. I can find right now about four bills that have been introduced that specifically address nonprofits. And what all of them are basically trying to get at is, okay, if you guys are going to play in the political realm, then we want to know the names of your donors and how much they're giving. I mean, there are different bills. There's one bill that would just require a nonprofit to file all their donors with the Attorney General's office because nonprofits have to do certain reporting forms to the Attorney General. But there's another bill that's very devious, I think. And what it would do is require a nonprofit donor to provide information to some arm of the government if that donor also happens to have a relationship like a contract with a state agency or another governmental agency. And it would have to be known, even if there's not necessarily a nexus between the two, that this donor gave money to this agency and this donor has a contract with
Let me see if I can understand this correctly.
Yes.
If I am fixing the front steps of the state capitol, and I have a contract to do that, and I give $50 to KSFR during the fund drive, I have to fill out paperwork?
That's the way I read it.
Oh, boy.
You would have to disclose that relationship, even though one really has nothing to do with the other.
And so who is pushing for those bills and why?
Well, there's some legislators who lost their election. Did they lose because of those pieces sent out by the nonprofit in Albuquerque? I seriously doubt it. They probably lost for a number of reasons. But some of their other legislators, friends of theirs, it really made them angry, and, you know, that's what happens in the legislature is people introduce bills to take care of what they see as an injustice. So these legislators are introducing bills because of what happened. We've never seen anything like this before on nonprofits. You remember in the past we've had attempts to put gross receipts tax on nonprofits, but nothing like this. So this is a direct result of what happened in the last election cycle.
There is also the distinction between 501c3 nonprofits, which is what KSFR and a lot of arts and social services groups are, and 501c3s are what we are, and 501c4s are what are many organizations are that are actually allowed to do political education work, but
right.
There's that distinction that they're not allowed to do direct campaigning for particular candidates.
That's right.
And that's a distinction that has a long history and legal precedent and set of rules made by the IRS and, and
Absolutely.
So on.
Absolutely. Now, what many nonprofits have, like Sandy Buffett, who you just had on, they have their 501c3 piece, and then they also have a related 501c4 that does some of the political education work. So you have both. But some of these bills are actually going after the 501c3s and trying to get their reporting and trying to make the 501c4s also redefine them as political committees and make them file with the Secretary of State as if you were a PAC, a political action committee, which does have to file all your donors and your expenses with the state Secretary of State.
And meanwhile, if another bill passes that would limit contributions to political action committees, it could put a lot of people in very precarious financial situations.
Yes, there are a number of bills that limit not only the level of individual contribution one could give to a candidate, but also limiting how much PACs can give to candidates. And most of those are at the $2,300 level for individuals and $5,000 for political action committees.
Well, we will follow this issue and many others. Linda Siegel is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe right before the 9 o'clock hour with the legislative update. Thank you so much, Linda, for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.